समाचार सेवा प्रभाग से प्रस्तुत है कार्यक्रम परिक्रमा।
नमस्कार, हमारे स्टूडियो की घड़ी में शाम के ठीक 4:30 बजे हैं और ये समय है आपकी अपनी न्यूज मैगजीन कार्यक्रम परिक्रमा का, जिसमें हम आपके लिए लेकर आते हैं वो सारी जानकारी जिनका आपसे है सरोकार। श्रोताओं, आधे घंटे के इस कार्यक्रम में राष्ट्रीय और अंतर्राष्ट्रीय समाचार होंगे, चलेंगे अपने क्षेत्रीय संवाददाताओं के पास और जानेंगे कि क्या कुछ खास है उनके पास। इसके अलावा खेल गतिविधियों पर भी रहेगी हमारी नजर और हम करेंगे उन विशिष्ट व्यक्तियों को भी याद जिनकी आज है पुण्यतिथि, जयंती या जन्मदिन। तो श्रोताओं, परिक्रमा के इस अंक के साथ मैं हूँ वैष्णवी और मेरे साथ है मेरे सहयोगी अभिषेक। अभिषेक, आपको भी मेरा नमस्कार।
Hello Vaishnavi, hello and good afternoon to all our listeners. You are tuned to Parikrama on 100.1 FM. I am Abhishek Mukhopadhyay and with me today is my co-host Vaishnavi. And for you, we have a selection of news, a discussion segment, Dateline India, reports, capsules, tributes and much more. All these over the next 30 minutes. We begin with the news headlines first. Battle for Bihar Assembly election heats up after Chhat festivities. NDA and Mahagathbandhan heavyweights hold back-to-back rallies.
चक्रवाती तूफान मोन्था कमजोर होकर तटीय आंध्र प्रदेश और उससे सटे तेलंगाना के ऊपर गहरे दबाव के क्षेत्र में बदला।
प्रेसिडेंट द्रौपदी मुर्मू टेक्स अ सॉर्टी इन राफेल फाइटर जेट इन अंबाला।
भारत और चीन सीमा संबंधी मुद्दों के समाधान और स्थिरता बनाए रखने के लिए मौजूदा माध्यमों का इस्तेमाल जारी रखने का पर सहमत हुए।
यूनियन मिनिस्टर डॉक्टर मनसुख मांडविया टू डिलीवर सरदार पटेल मेमोरियल लेक्चर इन न्यू दिल्ली दिस इवनिंग।
गजा पर इजरायली हमले में 33 फिलिस्तीनी मारे गए, इसराइल ने समझौते के उल्लंघन के लिए हमास को जिम्मेदार ठहराया, हमास का आरोपों से इनकार।
And now, listeners, it's time for a segment, Dateline India, in which we take a look at the developments taking place at the national or the global level. And today we will talk about Cyclone Mantha. Well, Vaishnavi, we are here with a special segment on Cyclone Mantha, which has impacted parts of Andhra Pradesh and Telangana, Odisha and West Bengal over the past few days. And Cyclone Mantha, which made landfall last night between Machilipatnam and Kalingapatnam near Narsapur, has now weakened into a deep depression. And Andhra Pradesh Chief Minister N. Chandrababu Naidu held a high-level review via teleconference, instructing ministers and senior officials to visit flood-hit areas, assess damages swiftly and coordinate with the union government for relief aid. Relief and rescue operations are continuing on a war footing.
Police. पुलिस, अग्निशमन, चिकित्सा और आपदा प्रतिक्रिया दल युद्ध स्तर पर राहत और बचाव कार्य में जुटे हैं। वहीं प्रभावित इलाकों में भोजन, पेयजल और दवाइयां जैसी आवश्यक सामग्री वितरित की जा रही है। सड़क, रेल और हवाई सेवाएं सामान्य रूप से बहाल हो गई हैं। अधिकारी नागरिकों से बाढ़ग्रस्त क्षेत्रों और बिजली के तारों या खम्भों के संपर्क में आने से बचने का आग्रह कर रहे हैं। ब्यौरा हमारे संवाददाता से।
Chief Minister N. Chandrababu Naidu is conducting an aerial survey by helicopter to assess the areas affected by Cyclone Mantha. His visit covers the districts of Bapatla, Palnadu, Krishna, Konasima and Elur. Earlier, Mr. Naidu reviewed the situation through a teleconference. He directed ministers and senior officials to visit the flood-affected areas. Relief and rescue operations are in full swing. The disaster response police, revenue, fire and medical teams are working together. Teams are clearing uprooted trees and fallen electric poles. Efforts are being made to restore power and traffic movement. The government is supplying food, drinking water and other essentials to the affected people. Road, rail and air services have resumed. People have been advised not to cross water streams, stay away from damaged buildings and keep off electric poles and wires. Allu Murli, Akashwani News, Vijayawada.
Meanwhile, in neighbouring Telangana, authorities have issued a red alert for Warangal, Hanamkonda and Jaungaon, predicting very heavy rainfall at several places. An orange alert has also been issued for 12 other districts until tomorrow. Strong winds with speeds up to 45 kilometers per hour are expected and citizens are advised to remain indoors unless absolutely necessary. Several areas are witnessing rain for the second consecutive day, with Adgudur in Yadadri, Bhuvanagiri district recording the highest rainfall of 116.5 millimeters since morning. Even Hyderabad has seen continuous drizzle since early today. The government has declared a holiday for all schools in the affected districts as a precautionary measure.
मौसम विभाग की रिपोर्ट के अनुसार गहरा अवताप वर्तमान में भद्राचलम से लगभग 50 किलोमीटर दक्षिण दक्षिण पूर्व और खम्मम से 110 किलोमीटर पूर्व में केंद्रित है। अगले 6 घंटों में इसके उत्तर उत्तर पश्चिम की ओर बढ़ने और कमजोर होकर अवताप में बदलने की संभावना है। इसके अलावा मुंबई से लगभग 410 किलोमीटर पश्चिम दक्षिण पश्चिम में पूर्व मध्य अरब सागर के ऊपर बना एक और सिस्टम अभी स्थिर बना हुआ है और अगले 36 घंटों में इसके उत्तर पूर्व की ओर बढ़ने की उम्मीद है।
Yes, and now let us talk about some safety and preparedness tips. To help you stay safe during such weather events, we need to apply some measures. In times like these, awareness and preparedness are key. Here are a few important do's and don'ts for everyone listening. Before the cyclone, keep a battery-operated radio, torch, candles, and a first aid kit handy, and store drinking water and dry food for at least 2 days, and charge your mobile phones and power banks fully.
अभिषेक, जैसे आपने बताया कि साइक्लोन आने से पहले किन चीजों का ध्यान में रखना चाहिए, वैसे ही चक्रवात या भारी बारिश के दौरान हमेशा घर के अंदर रहें और खिड़कियों से दूर रहें, समुद्र व नदियों के पास जाने से बचें और साथ ही बिजली के खंभों और तारों से दूर रहें क्योंकि उनमें करंट प्रभावित हो सकता है।
Yes, Vaishnavi, now let's tell our listeners what to do after the cyclone. Well, drink boiled or warm water to avoid infections and help local authorities by clearing debris safely and reporting fallen power lines and check on elderly neighbors and children to ensure they are safe.
What about sunrise? What about rain? What about all the things that you said we were to gain? What about killing feels? Is there a time? What about all the things that you said was yours and mine? Did you ever stop to notice all the blood we've shed before? This notice, this crying earth, this weeping storm.
श्रोताओं, चक्रवात मोन्था का आने वाले कुछ दिनों में मौसम पर प्रभाव पड़ सकता है। भारी बारिश और बाढ़ का असर कुछ समय तक जारी रह सकता है, तो आइए सतर्क रहें, घर में रहें और आधिकारिक दिशा निर्देशों का पालन करें। याद रखें, सही तैयारी ही जीवन की रक्षा करती है। और अब समय है अपने क्षेत्रीय संवाददाताओं से जानने का कि उनके पास क्या विशेष है।
यस वैष्णवी, द इंडिया मैरिटाइम वीक IMW 2025 इज बीन हेल्ड इन मुंबई, ब्रिंगिंग टुगेदर लीडर्स फ्रॉम द मैरिटाइम इंडस्ट्री, गवर्नमेंट्स, इनोवेटर्स, इन्वेस्टर्स एंड स्टेक होल्डर्स फ्रॉम ओवर 100 कंट्रीज एंड ओवर 500 एग्जीबिटर्स। And the highlight of today's event is a maritime leaders conclave where Prime Minister Narendra Modi will outline his vision and the reforms initiated for the development of the maritime sector. And now we are joined in the studios by our correspondent Nisha. Nisha, what can you tell us about the IMW 2025, its importance and lineup of events?
Yes, Abhishek. As you know, the India Maritime Week 2025 is currently going on at the NESCO Exhibition Center in Mumbai. With this event, India is trying to showcase its growing leadership in the global maritime ecosystem, drive strategic dialogues, and unlock transformative investment opportunities worth $82 billion across the sector. You must believe that. I must also emphasize here that IMW 2025 reflects India's strategic vision under the Maritime India Vision 2030 and the Maritime Amritkal Vision 2047, highlighting sustainability, innovation, and inclusivity.
Right, Nisha. So, Nisha, what can you tell us about the sessions that have been held in the IMW 2025?
Yes, Abhishek. I must tell you that the theme of IMW 2025 is Uniting Oceans, One Maritime Vision. Accordingly, IMW 2025 is holding global CEO forums, ministerial roundtables, cruise and inland waterway showcases, besides exclusive international and state pavilions, technology demonstrations, and sessions spanning port-led development, shipbuilding clusters, and digital corridors. And Abhishek, I must also tell you that major port authorities and shipbuilders are also participating to showcase their prowess and gain investment. Numerous MOUs are being signed covering port development, shipbuilding, green energy, digital infrastructure, and inland waterways. Featuring more than 1 lakh delegates, IMW 2025 is most likely to give a fillip to India's growing leadership role in the maritime sector.
Right. Thank you, Nisha, for the detailed update. And now moving on, we have our next story from Kozhikode. And Kozhikode Beach gets its own food streets for tourists. Let's hear more.
Kozhikode Beach, one of Kerala's most loved seaside destinations, has always been a place where the sea and sand meet the soul. Whether you walk north or south along its wide golden stretch, the rhythmic waves and gentle sea breeze create a charm that never fades. Once, the beach was lined with humble pushcarts selling peanuts, salty gooseberries, Kozhikode sherbet, ice cream, mussels fry, quail eggs, and samosas, simple flavors that delighted every visitor. But that was yesterday's picture. Today, Kozhikode Beach wears a new face, a vibrant food street that celebrates both tradition and modernity. On October 20th, Minister M.B. Rajesh inaugurated the newly built food street and vending market, a remarkable project brought to life with funds of 2.4 crore from the National Urban Livelihood Mission, 1.85 crore from the Kozhikode Corporation, and 1 crore from the Food Security Department. With its opening, the familiar old pushcarts have been replaced by sleek new ones equipped with modern facilities. Vendors are even getting their own uniforms. On the very first day, many stalls served food free of charge, a warm Kozhikode style welcome to visitors. Now, tourists can enjoy the taste of the sea while gazing at its waves. Though 90 stalls may look alike in their neat, colorful design, each offers a unique flavor and story. Kozhikode, famed for its hospitality and culinary heritage, from Kuttichira's specialities to its street delights, continues that legacy with this new venture. Stretching 240 meters along a specially designed platform in front of Akashvani, the food street offers not just food, but an experience. However, there has been some criticism that the new generation pushcarts partially block the sea view from the road and may pose minor safety concerns. Still, with well-arranged seating, clean drinking water, and bright lighting, comfort has been thoughtfully ensured for visitors. Each pushcart, crafted from corrosion-resistant steel and adorned in shades of red, white, yellow, and ash, adds a modern, eye-catching touch to the beachscape. Quality control and hygiene are top priorities. A dedicated cleaning team maintains the area, while each stall includes systems to keep food warm and fresh despite the salty air. Built on special steel structures, the kiosks are designed to resist rust and wear. With its blend of flavor, design, and sea breeze, Kozhikode's new food street has already carved its place on the city's tourist map, a perfect fusion of the old charm and new energy of this beloved coastal city. Suresh VK for Parikrama, Akashvani News, Kozhikode.
In Ladakh, Joint Director Youth Services and Sports UT Ladakh, Tahir Hussein Zubdavi, today flagged off the UT Ladakh contingent heading to participate in the Rashtriya Ekta Divas celebrations at the Ekta Nagar, Gujarat.
While interacting with media, Tahir Hussein Zubdavi said that the team comprises outstanding sportsperson from Ladakh who will represent the Union Territory during the national celebration marking the 150th birth anniversary of Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel, the Iron Man of India. He emphasizes that this participation reflects the message of unity in diversity envisioned by Sardar Patel and showcases Ladakh's commitment to national integration. He further stated that this year's Rashtriya Ekta Divas holds special significance as it commemorates 150th years of Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel's birth with unique and memorable celebration planned across the nation. Expressing her excitement, international taekwondo player and state awardee Shahnaz Parveen, who is part of the contingent, said that Team Ladakh carries the message of unity from the frontier region of India to the birthplace of Sardar Patel, the architect of a united India. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Shri Narendra Modi has urged citizens across nation to actively participate in the Run for Unity on October 31st, commemorating Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel's 150th birth anniversary. The event symbolizes the enduring spirit of unity and togetherness that continues to inspire the nation. For Parikrama, this is Anayat Ali from Kargil Union Territory of Ladakh.
और अभिषेक आप कार्यक्रम को आगे बढ़ाते हुए खेल की तरफ रुख करते हैं।
Yes, and we start off with cricket and in the ICC Women's ODI World Cup, South Africa were 134 for 3 in 27.3 overs against England in the first semi-final at Barsapara Cricket Stadium in Guwahati when reports last came in. Earlier, England won the toss and opted to field. Akashvani is broadcasting live commentary of the match in both English and Hindi. And moving on to some business news, benchmark domestic equity indices, the Sensex and the Nifty opened on a positive note and closed over 0.4% higher today after a choppy trading session. The Sensex gained 369 points to close at 84,997, while the Nifty climbed 118 points to settle above the 26,000 mark for the first time this year, ending the session at 26,054. In the forex market, the rupee today appreciated by 6 paise to trade at 88 rupees and 20 paise a short while ago. And in the global crude oil market, Brent crude was trading on a flat note with positive bias at $64.47 per barrel.
और अब मैं खेल में कुछ और भी बताना चाहूंगी. स्क्वैश में भारत की अनहद सिंह कनाडा महिला ओपन टूर्नामेंट के सेमीफाइनल में पहुंच गई है. कल टोरंटो में महिला सिंगल्स के क्वार्टर फाइनल में अनहद ने विश्व की 7वें नंबर की बेल्जियम की टिनी गिलिस को 3-0 से हरा दिया. सेमीफाइनल में अनहद का मुकाबला कल इंग्लैंड की जॉर्जिना कैनेडी से होगा. अब हम याद करेंगे महान स्वतंत्रता सेनानियों को और बात करेंगे उन महान व्यक्तियों की जिनकी आज है पुण्यतिथि, जयंती या जन्मदिन.
29th October is the death anniversary of the great freedom fighter and social activist Kamala Devi Chattopadhyay. She passed away in 1988 in Mumbai at the age of 85. Greatly inspired by Gandhian ideals and the concept of non-violence, Kamala Devi joined the Gandhian organization Seva Dal after her return from England, where she studied at the University of London and received a diploma in sociology.
She enrolled herself in the nationalist struggle as a member of the Congress Party. Kamala Devi was charged with the violation of the salt laws and was sentenced to a prison term. She captured the nation's attention when, in a scuffle over the Congress flag, she clung to it tenaciously.
Kamala Devi became the president of the All India Women's Conference in 1936. She was a great author, and her first writings on the rights of women in India date back to 1929. One of her last books, Indian Women's Battle for Freedom, was published in 1982. Kamala Devi is credited with reviving Indian handicrafts and handlooms. She stressed the significant role which handicrafts and cooperative grassroots movements play in the social and economic upliftment of the people.
Kamala Devi is known as Hatkargha Ma for her works in the handloom sector. She nurtured several national institutions promoting drama, art, theatre, music and puppetry. Kamala Devi set up the Indian National Theatre in 1944. What is today known as the National School of Drama. In 1974, she was awarded the Sangeet Natak Academy Fellowship, the highest honor conferred by the Sangeet Natak Academy. She was conferred with Padma Bhushan in 1955 and the Padma Vibhushan in 1987.
Also on 29th October in the year 1920, a premier institute of the country, Jamia Millia Islamia, was formed.
Mera, के यही खेमा सन वो दीवाने
Responding to Gandhiji's call to boycott all educational institutions supported or run by the colonial regime, a group of nationalist teachers and students quit Aligarh Muslim University, protesting against its pro-British inclinations and laid the foundation of Jamia Institute.
The prominent members of this movement were Maulana Mahmood Hassan, Maulana Muhammad Ali, Hakim Ajmal Khan, Dr. Mukhtar Ahmed Ansari and Abdul Majid Khwaja. The known freedom fighter and Muslim theologian Maulana Mahmood Hassan laid the foundation stone of Jamia Millia Islamia at Aligarh on Friday, the 29th of October 1920.
On 22nd of November 1920, Hakim Ajmal Khan was elected as the first Chancellor of Jamia. Muhammad Ali Johar became its first Vice Chancellor.
Jamia participated in the Bardoli Resolution and sent volunteers across the country to motivate people to fight for the freedom of the country. The colonial British government soon imprisoned many of its teachers and students. In 1922, Gandhiji called off the non-cooperation movement and Mustafa Kemal Atatürk declared the end of the Khilafat in 1924.
Suddenly, Jamia saw itself in a great crisis. The little financial assistance that the Khilafat had been giving it also dried up, and even prominent people started deserting it. At this time, Hakim Ajmal Khan, Dr. Mukhtar Ahmed Ansari, and Abdul Majid Khwaja, the first trio supported by Gandhiji, shifted Jamia from Aligarh to Karol Bagh in New Delhi in 1925. Gandhiji boosted the morale of Jamia, saying,
"The Jamia has to run. If you are worried about its finances, I will go about with a begging bowl."
On 1st of March 1935, the foundation stone for a school building was laid at Okhla, a village in the southern outskirts of Delhi. In 1936, all institutions of Jamia were shifted to the new campus. In 1988, by a special act of the parliament, Jamia Millia Islamia was made a central university.
Yes, and we are also remembering Joseph Pulitzer, born Pulitzer Joseph, passed away on this day in 1911. He was a Hungarian-American politician and a newspaper publisher of the St. Louis Post-Dispatch and the New York World, and he became a leading national figure in the U.S. Democratic Party and served one term representing New York's 9th Congressional District. Pulitzer's name is best known for the Pulitzer Prizes, established in 1917 as a result of specified endowment in his will to Columbia University, and the university awards prizes annually to recognize and reward excellence in American journalism, photography, literature, history, poetry, music and drama. And Pulitzer also funded the Columbia School of Journalism with his philanthropic bequest. It opened in 1912.
Aaj Shyama Charan Pati ki punyatithi hai. उनका नाम छऊ नृत्य की दुनिया में एक ज्वलन दीपक की तरह चमकता है। सरायकेला छऊ नृत्य शैली के परम गुरु के रूप में उन्होंने 50 वर्षों तक इस कला को समर्पित किया। साथ ही उन्होंने पहली बार महिलाओं को छऊ सिखाने की परंपरा भी शुरू की। भारत और विदेशों में सैकड़ों मंचों पर उनके प्रदर्शन ने छऊ को अंतर्राष्ट्रीय पहचान दिलाई। श्यामा चरण पति के प्रदर्शनों ने छऊ को यूनेस्को की अमूर्त सांस्कृतिक धरोहर सूची में शामिल कराने का मार्ग भी प्रशस्त किया। 2006 में पद्मश्री से सम्मानित होने के साथ ही उन्होंने नेशनल स्कूल ऑफ ड्रामा और संगीत नाटक अकादमी में छऊ को पाठ्यक्रम का हिस्सा बनवाया।
एंड तुवे लू वाज बोर्न ऑन दिस डे 1987। शी इज अ स्वीडिश सिंगर एंड सॉन्ग राइटर एंड शी इज नोन फॉर अ रॉ ग्रंज influence take on pop music, and referring to her autobiographical lyrics out called Lou, the saddest girl in Sweden, while Rolling Stones called her Sweden's darkest pop export. Let's listen in to a hit track, Habits.
Oh, oh. I eat my dinner in my bathtub, then I go to sex clubs, watching freaky people getting it on. It doesn't make...
आज हम याद कर रहे हैं कमला देवी चट्टोपाध्याय को। कमला देवी चट्टोपाध्याय वे चिंगारी थी जिन्होंने स्वतंत्रता की लौ को हस्तशिल्प की राख से नई आग बनाकर भारत की सांस्कृतिक अर्थव्यवस्था को जागृत किया। गांधी जी के साथ नमक सत्याग्रह में गिरफ्तार होने से लेकर 1946 में संविधान सभा की सदस्य बनने तक उन्होंने स्वराज को केवल राजनीतिक ही नहीं बल्कि सांस्कृतिक स्वतंत्रता का प्रतीक बनाया। 1952 में ऑल इंडिया हैंडीक्राफ्ट्स बोर्ड की स्थापना कर उन्होंने 3,000 से अधिक सहकारी समितियां गठित की, जबकि दिल्ली के क्राफ्ट्स म्यूजियम में 20,000 से ज्यादा कलाकृतियां संग्रहित की।
Vijender Singh Benival was born on this day in 1985. He is an Indian professional boxer and politician of the Bharatiya Janata Party. As an MHA, he won a bronze medal at the 2008 Beijing Olympics, becoming the first Indian boxer to win an Olympic medal. He also won bronze medals at the 2009 World Championships and the 2010 Commonwealth Games, as well as silver medals at the 2006 and 2014 Commonwealth Games, all in the middleweight division. And in June 2015, Vijender Singh turned professional and signed a multi-year agreement with Queensberry Promotions through IOS Sports and Entertainment.
वी आर खानोलकर भारतीय चिकित्सा विज्ञान के वे मजबूत स्तंभ थे जिन्होंने कैंसर, कुष्ठ रोग और रक्त समूहों की गुत्थियों को सुलझाकर लाखों लोगों की जान बचाई। वे भारतीय रोग विज्ञान के जनक कहलाते हैं। वे तंबाकू के कैंसरकारी प्रभाव को सिद्ध करने वाले पहले वैज्ञानिकों में से एक शामिल हैं। छुट्टा कैंसर और रिवर्स स्मोकिंग जैसे मौखिक कैंसरों पर उनके अध्ययन ने महामारी विज्ञान को मजबूत किया, जबकि कुष्ठ रोग पर अनुसंधान ने उपचार की नई राहें खोली।
T.S. Rangarajan, professionally credited by pseudonym Vali, was born on this day in 1931. He was an Indian poet who has the record for writing the most songs in Tamil cinema. He is also recognized for a five-decade-long association in the Tamil film industry and has written over 15,000 songs. He acted in a number of films. He was honored by the Government of India with the Padma Shri, India's fourth highest civilian honor, in 2007. And also John Paul Puthuseri was born on this day. He was a veteran Indian screenwriter, producer, author and actor known for his work in Malayalam cinema. And he died in Kochi, Kerala on April 23rd, 2022 at the age of 71. And he had written the screenplay for over 100 films throughout his career. And also Vaishnavi Winona Ryder was born on this day in 1971. And she's an American actress, having come to attention playing quirky characters in the late 1980s. She achieved a success with the more dramatic performances in the 1990s. Ryder's many accolades include a Golden Globe, as well as nominations for 2 Academy Awards, a BAFTA Award and a Grammy Award. And following her film debut in Lucas 1986, Ryder rose to prominence when she starred in the comedy Beetlejuice in 1988. And also moving on, we also remembering Peter Green, who was born on this day in 1946. He was an English blues rock singer, songwriter and guitarist who was the founder and original leader of the band Fleetwood Mac. And Green formed the group in 1967 after a stint in John Mayall's Blues Breakers and quickly established a new band as a popular live act in addition to a successful recording act before departing in 1970. And Green songs such as Albatross, Black Magic Woman, Oh Well, the Green, Mana Lisi with the Two-Pronged Crown and Man of the World appeared on the singles charts and several have been adapted by a variety of musicians. Let's listen into the hit track, Man of the World.
Shall I tell you about my life? They say I'm a man of the world. I've flown across every time. I've seen lots of pretty girls. I guess I've got everything I need. I would never.
Yes, and Peter Green's tone on the instrumental The Supernatural was rated as one of the 50 greatest of all time by Guitar Player in 2004. Let's listen in to it.
I
और श्रोताओं, आप समय हो चला है आपसे अनुमति लेने का, तो इजाजत दीजिए वैष्णवी और अभिषेक को परिक्रमा कार्यक्रम यहीं पर समाप्त करने का। नमस्कार।